Thank you for that. And I just wanted to keep it refreshed in everybody's mind, not to forget it. So thank you.
Thank you, Bob. Are there any other public comments?
None at this time.
All right, well, we're moving on. Do we have any guest presentations and announcements? Again. Okay, consent calendar. At this time, the chair is going to turn things over to Vice Chair Bastian for the consent agenda.
All right. We have a motion to approve the consent agenda.
I'll make a motion to approve. I'd like to pull item number 8.
There is a second process. Discussion?
Okay. This item is on the consent agenda, and I don't remember it being discussed by the full board since we gave permission for them to go ahead and get investigate, you know, what would take to acquire the truck. But I would like to hear from board members about their opinion about acquiring fire truck number 8. I understand that it is being acquired to anonymous donors who are, according to what I've read, they are paying for both the truck itself and the transportation. So I just was curious as to what the rest of the board thinks about fire truck number 8. And I'd like to have some kind of discussion before we vote on it. It hasn't been voted on by the full board. I kind of wonder if maybe items like this where we're acquiring an asset to the park district shouldn't come to the full board before it goes on a consent agenda. Because if this were done through the consent, there would be no discussion or actual vote on that item. It would be on the whole consent calendar. And I think if we're acquiring something for the park district that's an asset, we maybe should have a full board discussion first. So with that said, I'd like to hear from the other board members before we continue.
Well, my opinion is I think we should obtain it. It's not going to cost us any money out of our pocket, I guess, just for the registration transfer of title that we need to pay. And then if you don't work on it, because I would let number 2 finish first before that's even touched. And that was clear when we had our committee meeting and spoke to Roger about that. That was clearly stated, right? Jerry, you can jump in if you don't have it. It was clearly stated that we'll obtain it. There is room, but we can actually sit it in the firehouse now.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't mean to question that, but I've been over there. I couldn't even.
Yeah, where is all the stuff? Shift everything around, and where they have it, we go in the door to the left. We can sit there in the front, and it's we promise that it will not be for long period.
Well, I understand,
and that was my concern because I don't want to start two and like have this one worked on and that completed. That was kind of my concern in the very beginning. But I think it's going to be a museum where we have number, we have old Betsy. Number 2 and then team number 8, and that was all from our area. I think that's a good start.
And yeah, I was concerned about when you can store it in there because I've been in there and you can barely find it.
I did ask that question. All the stuff is like think when you face the days, whatever, mm-hmm. It's on the left hand side, that's just stuff, work in there. A piece of that can be moved, I guess. Further back and scooted over, I did kind of explain it. He said there is room for it to just sit there. And that was my concern to let it.
Yeah, I don't see room in there, but anyway, okay. If he says there's room in there, okay.
That was one of the questions I asked.
Yeah.
Is there enough room in there?
Because it's very
dry. I promise that there was enough room. Yeah. I agree that it's not going to cost us anything. We agree to go ahead.
Sure. I understand that part completely.
Yeah, it's a positive, absolutely. Does not get touched. I think this board is pretty happy about where property is across the street, and is that going to finish the benefit? And so much closer to
Firehouse Museum.
As far as the trucks are concerned, number two has to be 100% leak before there's any movement at all for number eight. Then the work and the continuation on the finances for the museum and things moving along on those lines. Thank you to Jerry and Lisa for meeting with them. Wait, see where the rest of this leads. Stacey?
I actually went over to Fire Museum just to check out number two and see what's going on over there and get kind of a little update visual for myself because I am super visual. So, and I was super impressed by the progress that has been done number two from the last time I visited. So I think Roger and all the volunteers are really working on that because it looks really good. I was super impressed and we went over the timing of everything, but it's going to be better understanding now that I'm better understanding cars, how long things take. And so we went over just priorities with that number two being it down all for the firehouse. So I think it's great and positive to acquire something like this within the nations. It was kind of one of a kind. So I appreciate them actually finding this and going to work because I know that can be difficult as well. So I did go over there and visit, and I feel pretty positive about it. So, and now we said, Jerry, thanks for discussing it.
So, my next question was, what kind of verification do we have that this is the original real Linda number 8? It's not just a 1951 American LaFrance fire truck. Do we have any kind of
A firefighter who served on that vehicle went out and found the door in 2000 in the backtracking on it. So they verified it that it was part of the original vehicle.
I'm just concerned that, you know, we're going to put it in our museum and state that it is the original real Linda number 8. And I don't know that we have any evidence that it is the real Linda number 8. So, that's one of my concerns. I mean, I don't want us to be putting that out as the original real Linda number 8 without some kind of provenance or something that says, you know, here's a vehicle license number and here it is on the and if we have that, then I'm good. The VIN,
right.
The VIN from the original. So if we could do something like that to verify it, and I want to say I'm not against this. I think it's totally okay, I just had a lot of questions and I didn't feel like it should be on consent until we had a discussion. In addition, I am adamant that number two be completed and the fire station museum be completed before number eight is given any kind of start on restoration or whatever. They say they're not going to restore, right? I am in complete agreement with. I don't want to see it restored. I would rather see it stay in whatever condition it is, except be not manageable. I mean, probably.
Oh, I was just going to say, it all comes down to money.
Mm-hmm.
It comes down to it. So, I mean, say if you get number two finished and say you don't have the funding actually for the actual building yet, think of a different scenario, then they could start working on number eight. You don't have the funding or resources to turn it into an actual museum. Because
I understand what you're saying.
You know, they need something to do to work.
When we had a meeting and we all voted that the foundation for the future, that there would be nothing started until the museum and fire trucks too were done.
We have a foundation. So
yes.
Yes.
All right. We'll take that up. Okay. So, yeah. I mean, that was my main thing: is that we were acquiring it and it hadn't been talked about at the full board, and I would like to see things discussed by the full board before we go acquiring it. But with that said, as long as we have those parameters in place, that the fire truck number two is completely completed the museum is completed, then I don't have any objection to starting number 8 with whatever they need to do. And I would like to see that in writing. So with that said, I have moved, and there's a second to this.
Okay,
so we were calling number 9 separately. I have a motion that we approve the agreement with Fort Melamino to provide administrative services.
Daniel,
with extension.
Thank you, everyone.
All right. Thank you, Stacey, for having me consent. On the general business, number 10, Administrator Dollar.
We've been at the chairman before. This is a public hearing of the Rio Grande Valley Recreation Park District's preliminary fiscal year 2021-22 budget. And if approved, adoption of resolution number 2021-16, approving such preliminary budget for the next fiscal year. Public hearing notice was published in the Rio Grande News that went out last Friday. It was given a 10-day it was given a 14-day notice when we submitted the advertisement, and they attempted to get it into the issue the Friday before and weren't successful. It wasn't last Friday's. So we do a public hearing this evening for you to open and close. We'll get a time on that and then discussion on the preliminary budget. The recommended changes from the first round of preliminary back in May have been made, and other adjustments have been made to this to get to as current as possible. If this is approved, we will move forward with it. If we have to make additional changes, we will announce those when we bring the final budget for fiscal year 2021-22 back to the board at the July meeting.
At this time, the chair will suspend the regular meeting of the Park District for tonight. They go into a public hearing at 6:49 p.m. to discuss the budget. Are there any public comments on the Rio Grande Valley Recreation Park District's fiscal budget for 21-22? Are there any additional comments from staff regarding that? Are there any more comments from any of the board of directors? Hearing none at 6, let's call it 6:50 p.m. We will adjourn. We will close the public hearing and resume the regular meeting of the district.
Especially a public
community. I am, please. Maybe I can teach the BOS, right?
Yeah.
Okay, with that, the chair will entertain a motion for approval.
I so move.
I'll second.
Thank you, Stacey and Charlie. Is there any further discussion by any of the directors? I have one. Just to clarify from last meeting, the board approved the new recreation position to go full time beginning July 1. That position will remain in effect for a period of 1 year, pending the outcome of revenues and sustainability of the rec division.
That is my memory.
Okay. And then the COLA will be handled at mid-year in January. I just want that clarify once again tonight.
And in early.
Okay. All right. That was it. So we have a motion by Director. Director, or seconded by Director Vice Chair Bastian. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Nays? Abstentions? Carries 5-0. Thank you, everybody. Wow, Board of Directors committed in. Yes. Anybody have any questions on those? And then finance. I guess you've been kind of busy.
Yes, we have.
Did you have, so I guess there's probably nothing to add since the budget's present.
Nice. Oh. Well, we did have a meeting and we covered quite a bit of ground, didn't we, Jerry? But basically, most of our questions concern the FEC contract and the impact it would have on staff and the impact it would have on budget. And I was concerned that I thought it was a bit low, the $48 an hour, but I was assured that it covers plus. So I'm okay with that. We discussed the Compass report very quickly because Charter still doesn't understand it. And neither does Jerry.
Nobody with 30 years of experience can understand it.
But we relied on our administrative assistant to tell us, or whatever your title is, again,
that soon to be retired.
Soon to be retired. I think she was retired at the time. Anyway, she tells us that we only need to concern ourselves with that bottom line and that we're a month late anyway. And so, Jerry and I said, looks good. Jerry, anything that I left out of that?
No.
Okay. I did want to mention that the new vehicle is a 50-50 split between the fund balance and SATA fund, the new truck. Okay, so everybody understands that. And that's all I have.
Thank you for that, Charlie. Planning, we're going to have one coming up in light of the fact that we're getting ready to go forward with the master plan thing. So I know Administrator Keller is actively in touch with them. I don't know if you had anything else to add, Stacey. How about you, Mike, though?
No, I've reached out to them and hopefully we'll get going again to join.
Okay. Chairperson Morris, Safety Committee, you're Charlie. Chairperson Morris, Firehouse, you guys did meet. Would you like to elaborate?
Actually, well, first time we met was May 20th. We spoke about funding that's in the fire truck administration. There's $7,260.06 in that account. Firehouse has a remaining amount of $2,533.24. We also spoke about the big day of giving. Actually, I think I'm spot. I know I just kind of forwarded like once or something on my friends list or whatever. Regarding that, we didn't do very well at all with that. $378.72 on that. So if we're going to do it again, it does take time from Mike to schedule things like that working on. And so this, everybody, including myself, we did make a bigger effort to try to do this if we decided to do it next year. And that was a suggestion by our supervisor, Sue Frost, to try that out to see how that could work for us. Also, we spoke about number 8, obtaining that, which we kind of discussed. We'll discuss that further later tonight as well. Jerry and I thought that was a good idea to add to the museum, as long as we didn't work on it and just kind of sat there. Let's see. Also, we talked about participating in the country fair, having the bays open so the community can see what's in there. I feel really good about this year about doing that because we have security there. That was my main concern, but I really didn't want it open because people, you know, come by and see what's in there. So I feel a little bit better now that the cameras in there and they're facing in that direction. So it's a little bit more secure. So I think that's a good idea that we do that. And then Roger wanted to do one of his dinners again October 9th. We told him at the time it all depends on what the governor at this time is doing. The orders for COVID, for the guidelines. We also met this informational meeting that we had June 14th at the firehouse. It was a pretty good meeting. We were talking about different fundraising ideas, how we can raise money for our project, for the project as a whole, including the museum portion. We did have great people from Blue Light Construction Company there. They are going to help us with fundraising for the project. He had a couple of great ideas. His outreach sounded really amazing. And he sounded so excited and positive, so he's like really pumped up to help us. So it's kind of good that we get like people in to kind of get the ball rolling for us. And apparently, this company will be sending a check to the foundation for $10,000.
Ooh!
And we should be receiving that next week. So that was a productive meeting.
Yeah.
So that was. You know, worked out pretty well. Of course, Roger invited everybody to come to the dinner. We're going to have it, depending on Mike's decision, if we can post that again. And they were all excited about even attending the dinner. So that's kind of good. We got some new people in there for supporting the project. We just thought it was a wonderful idea. The only thing that they suggested, which definitely makes sense, is we need to say that we're reaching out to Northern California, like the firefighters, you know, different towns, cities that have a fire department, maybe have special equipment that, you know, saves some type of, you know, building or whatever it is, some type of apparatus that they're very, very proud of, and kind of highlight that in their museum. So when they go out to try to get money from different people, they're not going to say, oh, that's just for Reno, Alberta, that's just for your community. But no, we're reaching out, so it's going to be like Northern California. Everybody's welcome type of thing to give their information to us.
We're gonna have other items in.
No, just like maybe like pictures or something, like say, you know, this a different town or whatever, have like a picture of like the fire truck on a wall, you know, just as a display. Or maybe you have like little information about, okay, well, they use this type of hose or they use this type of ladder to do this. Correct terminology requirements, like the different equipment that they use, and just not be about on town, even though we're going to be focusing our vehicles, one, two, or eight, from our area, we can reach more people, and that does make sense, reach more people to donate, and then be explained it's going to be for like school children to come in, have field trips, then go to the park, picnic, barbecue, that type of thing, and
museum. Well, congratulations, you two. That's a great, that's a couple great meetings.
Yeah.
Jeff, good job. Thank you. That's
exciting.
And actually thank Roger Mitchell. He's the one that actually
spearheaded.
Yeah,
and kudos to Roger.
And Mike.
And Mike for getting it up. Thank you. That was an excellent report. Franklin Parkway also met. We barely had four, but we made it. It was nice. Jason Gray from the Historical Society was very appreciative and wanted to send his thanks along to the partners who participated in Farm Days. Really appreciates the partners' continued support. The equestrian posts are up and people are using them over at the Manchester. They're very happy staying here and people. They're hearing a lot of positive things. So thank you to all of the equestrian community for making those over there. They're being utilized. The flowers are growing. There's still issues, of course, with the homelessness. And we know Supervisor Boss has touched on it too. We don't need to continue to belabor that. There's no soccer being played right now at Cherry Island, and they are currently in litigation. With the county and the people who are running it right now. That's all, you know how it is. You can't talk about it, but they're in litigation at this time. And that's
Linda Park, Mr. Gallagher kind of updated stuff on that, but other than that, that's pretty much those were the key highlights. Some of the farm bays, the posts over there. The concern about what's worth carrying out to the Delta Radiation Film Hub. Those are the three big takeaways. And then Lasco, we have our two ladies available. I don't know.
We have next, that's the last one. But my understanding is we have a meeting coming up on Tuesday the 29th of this month. And so we will have something to report at the next meeting.
So fantastic. Okay, we're on the board of directors' comments. Future agenda items. Gary, why don't you kick this off down there? I know you have some statement.
Actually, I don't.
Gosh. I'm so surprised.
Did this team win last time? Were they in a game or something?
Season finale.
Oh, okay. Don't ask. Okay.
And last season was space season.
Yes.
I don't do men's patch stuff like this.
My husband had five more days.
No, until
baby.
Until
baby.
Until baby time.
Until January.
To be discussed in a few minutes. January of 2026.
Yes, I know.
Director Bastian, what do you have for us?
Let's see. Well, I'm very thankful that I'm here in person. I will say my dad is disappointed that he didn't come to meet you guys, but
next time.
Yes, next time. So I just wanted to give a quick update on the report from you guys have heard that Traverse is having all the students who have ID cards can get into the pool for free. So I think that'll be a good idea. Again, Grant will be shut down, so then they'll be actually using our pool as well. So that was put out on social media the other day. So that is a good thing for our kiddos out there, because it's gonna be a hot summer, I think. And I actually went out and I visited a lot of our sites, which was super fun and interesting, and talked to everybody that was out there in our community. And everything was amazing. So thank you to Tim and staff for doing such a great job out there. I did notice, I know it's a whole proportion that we have some work to do out there. It's even make it a little more lively and pretty and some things fixed out there. So that one, I definitely love to see kind of brought to that again. So, remember what it used to be. And then, actually, the one that had the most people on every time I went again was the Rowland Elementary Homeschool site that we currently want to do with Twin Rivers. So, everybody just loved that we have that there. So appreciated that it continues. So, I hope the board and the district and the workforce from members to keep positive aspects of that because our community does absolutely love it. Just a place to recreate. So there are kids playing ball, there are all kinds of stuff going on over there. So it was a good sight. So I want to congratulate all the Rowland High School seniors out there and some of the area seniors. So got to watch some of the graduations, and that was fun. I know it was a hard year, so all of our students were finishing school. So I'm super appreciative of all the staff, teachers, and the rest that have kind of finished it through the year. So.
I had a question. I think it's great that the students are going to be getting in free. My only concern is, if we have to add 3, 4, 5 more guards because of the bombing, what's that going to do to our budget? And is the park district, are they going to look at trying anything to the district? I mean, I don't know. That was only like the first thing that came to mind.
So we, once we hit our capacity, we actually shut the gates. Nobody else is coming in that happened this past weekend because we were so close to capacity numbers. We wanted one outline. Nothing we can do about that once we're at capacity for safety purposes. Nobody else comes in. So we'll not impact the guard schedule or the extra guards because there is a worldwide shortage of that guards right now. We're struggling like everybody else is. So if we're short on guards, we're supposed to have certain amenities in there so we can have proper zone coverage. So once again, for the one in, one out. We We are tracking the amount of TRUSD students that have to have an ID card or they will not be admitted. And we are replacing Twin Rivers. We're still working on the exact amounts because we're working on some other possible agreements with them. So as we have an MOU that's going to be for 7 years, we'd like to extend it.
Okay. That was my one comment. Thank you for the space. We need to set up a park tour. Maybe it's fall. I mean, we normally do that, but I think the summer's just too hot. So if we could maybe schedule it for October.
I think what I'd like to do, if it's all right with this board, is to schedule it with the consultants as well.
That's perfect. I'm just saying we're behind on those. It would be nice to get it back going. I too visited a couple of parks on the west side of Bay Bess, and there's still quite a bit of activity at west, you know, behind the west side ball field that shouldn't be there. And I know I brought up maybe 3-4 years ago about the container and literally moving that out someplace else because I think it's causing a nuisance.
And the
park police, I know they drive that crazy in the back because they don't know that they're hiding. So I know the last time I came up, we spoke a bit to Wayne Del Mero about it. He's like, well, how do we get it out? I'm like, well, the same way you got it in. They have the word for all, I think, with dads and Little League. And I don't know how the rest of the board, if you want to put it as an agenda item so that if they want to come speak about it, that's on it, that's fine, but.
I think we're waiting for we can meet back in person again, so I'll ask them to come to control our own.
Yeah, I mean, if the rest of the board thinks it's important to have that as an agenda item, I would like to hear from them, but it is, that was the biggest complaint I got from four different families at Westside, was about that and what goes on back then. And other than that, parks, you know, we're obviously going to be turning yellow and brown. Maybe a reminder on our website, Facebook, put it on social media, because water's going to be a premium, it's going up. Everybody understands that, and we're not going to be able to keep everything as green. So just know, reminding the public that that's coming. And be patient with us, as much as looks great. Thanks to Mike, Park Police, with Taylor Magazine, or Charger Magazine, everybody got good Mike back. And it was incredible work from the school district as well. So thank you for all your legwork. Because I know looking through cameras can be a real pain to try to track that kind of thing down. And to the other four of you, gosh, it's just good to see you. It's so much easier in person. And with that, glad you're back safe and sound. Beautiful pictures up in my car, so looking good. With that, I'll turn it over to Director Morris for your.
My thing is actually cool. One of my favorite trustees, I don't remember which one, mentioned to me, sent out the swimming pool that the students getting in for free. He was under the assumption that it was just grants. And I remember I said I saw something. I told him, I said, I saw this, you know, Twin Rivers, all the Twin Rivers students. But he was under the impression, he thought, so it wasn't quite clear, but he was under the impression that it was just grant that we were going to get reimbursed for. So is there any way to just like check those and make sure?
He was corrected today. It's the entire school.
It is the entire school position. Okay. I think I got nervous when he said that. I'm like, oh, gosh, that
I had seen, you know, somebody passed away. Okay, I got a little bit nervous there, so I'm going to think, who's on that one? Should we pay, you know, the cards? Yeah, okay. All right.
So,
the challenge is, grants aren't the only pool that's closed. Foothill Farms also did not open this summer. They have some structural challenges with that pool in the apparently. So, really, in this section of the school district, this is the only pool that's open. We are in the MOU to operate it for, well, numerous reasons, because originally they made it for the design community pool, so it's supposed to be our operation in the summer. So we are taking that on. We spoke with Dr. Coates of the school district. She brought up transporting grant students, which is also not happening. I didn't play a bus ticket to get over here now, they're not getting transportation on it. And if we were to keep tabs on how many students came in, and she was going to give them an ID, some sort of just use a sympathy to go forward with that. So it is all informed with all students because for the farms is also closed, and so North Island isn't even running a swim program. So.
Yeah, I was just kind of concerned because I didn't want us to lose money, you know, but I want the kids to go with me hot in the summer and really enjoy themselves. And have the time. And I just didn't want us to. And then I just said that container for Westside, we even talked about it a few years ago. We talked about thinking out or put it like out in the open where it's more visible and not put it back. Because I know they have an at 8 desk.
Well, Westside isn't their park. Like, they best recognize the Little League Park. Westside's a park.
The thing about moving out front, I don't like Sac County. We're fortunate enough to get this grant, and we chose to put a beautiful gazebo there for people to rent. Those ugly containers there, even the one for the sandbags, you know, we're relocating it. So if it could be either further north, you know, the outside and then between the dog park and the outfield, they want to port that so that it's visible on all four sides, but not in between, you know, the third base side of that fence. So if they would like to move it and the district wants to move it out.
So the challenge with that, though, my apologies for interrupting, is that it is the flood area. So the far pad over there is just a floodway.
You're going to have to put the containers in.
It's gonna walk out. So, I mean, I'll give them some suggestions, but I think the ideal thing is to get it entirely out of there. They can't bring equipment back and forth. If we're gonna put in a concession anyway with the bathroom facility,
right.
They would need a lot of room over there. What they have, I used that container for a year. I used maybe 10 square. That lane is, that's a fourth for sure.
Yeah. So, just something, just consideration, that's all. And I will thank you for putting it on the agenda and make certain they're in writing.
Yeah.
That would be great. Anything else, Lisa?
No, just a thank you and staff for all the things that they do and like pulled up, you know, awesome. And even the sheriff showed up and made best for us. That was pretty awesome too. So. So I'm so happy that some of that issue with the waste is taken care of for our staff.
We might then.
Yeah, we do. But anyways.
And on that paper note, Holly.
Okay, well, first of all, I'm going to say, I concur completely with the storage container at the desk. I'm sorry, at Westside, that it's definitely a wall that you cannot see things. And they know it and they get behind it, and that's that. You can't see it from the other side, you can't see anything. So something needs to be done. It's out. I will say that when I first ran the Gym 10 shows at the Horse Arena, we ran probably 4 shows a month if we ran. Sometimes we ran 7 or 8 shows a month, but we run Friday night, Saturday night, and Sunday. So we had a trailer that we hauled all of our equipment in, unloaded it, set up the arena, loaded it, hauled it back. I mean, I know because it stayed at ours. So, but the bottom line is there's other ways you can deal with storage, especially if you don't have a lot of equipment, if there's only a small amount of equipment in there. Then, and again, we're building the gazebo that will have probably a snack bar and storage area. So all of those reasons, we need to get it out. And thank you, Mike, for putting it on the agenda. We will be able to hear from them about it. I wanted to say that, yes, I'm very happy to be our meeting in person. Can we go back to public?
Yeah, so it was discussed at the last meeting that the governor's statement was going to come out yesterday, which was going to be within 72 hours of this meeting, and it was determined at the May meeting that we should do this one more time, and then wait to see what the governor had to say for the June 15th reopen. When the pressure of the board, I fully expect to be back in home next month and get here.
Absolutely. You have my permission because he said that all capacities are off, all restrictions are off,
yep.
And so on, unless, you know, you're a business and you want to require capacity, we can.
Correct.
But otherwise, it's open. We're open.
Yes, ma'am.
So, yay. Okay. So, we will return to in person. That's wonderful. With that in mind, I did want to say that we have National Night Out. Will be August 3rd, Tuesday, at the library. The Chamber of Commerce will sponsor it in conjunction with the library. And the Chamber is also running the Honorary Mayor's Contest starting 3 or 4 weeks ago. And so anybody that wants an application for their nonprofit can get one at the farmer's market tomorrow. We'll be out there in the 110 degree heat and handing you your hot off the presses application for honorary mayor. The announcement for the honorary mayor winner will be at National Night Out on August 3rd. The Real and Dead Alberta Country Fair returns September 18th, Saturday, September 18th. We have plans for a lot more carnival rides, including games and rides for adults as well as the kids. We're hoping that we'll be able to fund everything. We got hurt very badly on the fireworks booth this year. Last year, we sold $32,000 worth of fireworks. And this year, and this is a sad thing for people that do fireworks fundraising, there are ships sitting outside of Long Beach with fireworks on, probably our fireworks that we were using. They cannot come in. The reason they can't come in and offload is because there aren't any drivers who can transport hazmat. And so the whole thing, you know, we don't have lifeguards. There's a shortage of lumber. There's a shortage of this and that and everything. Well, there's a fireworks shortage. And it's major. So we are going to have, we strongly recommend if you buy from the Market Fair booth, which will be again at Oscar's Archway, and the new owner has given us permission to be there. Actually, our booth is already delivered. Come early because we don't have very much. There's no big bangs, there's no the next size down, I forget what it was called, but there's none of those. We may have some wild size, we aren't sure yet. But again, it's going to depend on whether or not TNT can get their ships offloaded. And right now, they're still sitting out in the bay. Can't get offloaded. So I don't know what's going to happen. But we will be down there, and we'll sell whatever we have. The Country Fair is really chugging along. We're looking forward to having one of the biggest and best ever. It seems to me and everybody on the Country Fair board that the way things or going with the pandemic, there should be no restrictions in September. That, unless, of course, knock on wood, that that Delta variant, whatever it is, variant, Delta variant, does some kind of bad thing. But with that said, Dan, you know we will miss you terribly. And to staff out there, Tim and Donnie and everybody, Eric and Alicia, we really appreciate everything you're doing. The parks look great. Everything is going very, very well. I heard the kids in camp at the Tai Chi this morning, so that camp is going. Do we know how many are in camp?
We are at 9 this week, and hopefully our numbers will increase as we continue to go.
Okay. So all things are working. So with that, thank you all for being here, and let's get out of here. No, we have to go back. Sorry, we have to go back.
What time is the National Night Out?
It's going to start. It starts at 5 p.m. Yeah, at the library, and of course, all the food and everything is free. Nothing is. There's no charge for anything at National Night Out.
Okay. Excellent comments by everybody. So. Next future item on the agenda, the only thing I know is right now would be the blue leaf container. Right? That's it? Nothing else? All right. And with that said, at 7:20 p.m., we will adjourn the regular scheduled meeting of Wednesday, June 16, 2021. And we'll take a mini break because the foundation meeting starts at